Hare Krishna. So Krishna is telling various qualities, he is describing various qualities of a self-realized soul. And today we will see another very, very nice and interesting quality of a self-realized soul in shloka number 21.
Bhaya sparsheshva saktatma vindatyatmani yatsukham sa brahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute.
So here we are speaking about a liberated soul, a liberated person. So bhaya sparsheshu asaktatma, asaktatma, he is not attached. He is not attracted to what? Bhaya sparsheshu, the external material sense pleasure, he is not attracted to that. Vindatya atmani yat sukham. So such a person who is there, he is enjoying what? Sukham, atmani, he is enjoying within. He's enjoying the pleasure within. And sukham akshayam ashnute. How is this pleasure? This pleasure is unlimited. Akshayam. Akshayam basically means unlimited. And sa brahma yoga yuktatma. How come he's able to get all this? Because brahma yoga yuktatma, such a person is connected to the supreme, or he focuses or concentrates on the supreme. So very nice shloka. And this shloka will make us very, very greedy to become self-realized. So here we see, it's given, a person in Brahma Yoga or Krishna consciousness is so absorbed in the loving service of the Lord that he loses his taste for material sense pleasure altogether. So it is said that when someone does devotional service, Krishna consciousness, especially when the person is purified and when he's doing devotional service, the devotional service that he is rendering to Krishna gives him so much of pleasure. So much of pleasure. One of them is chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra is so, so pleasurable for those self-realized souls that they cannot stop chanting. So in our Sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have a very, very great stalwart. His name is Haridas Thakur. In fact, he's called as Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Nam Acharya. The one who was an Acharya of Nama, the holy name. He would chant 192 rounds every day. So 192 rounds would take around 22 hours. So 22 hours means remains 2 hours. And in that, what all he has to do? He has to sleep, he has to eat. And before all that, he has to take bath also. 2 hours he was doing all that. Can you imagine? It is described, sometimes he would sleep for half an hour. Sometimes he would not sleep also. Sometimes he would eat. Sometimes he would not eat. How come? How come people are able to do this for 22 hours? See, only if there is some taste in it, only if there is some substance in it, a person will be able to do. Or else, how is it possible? Impossible. I just gave one example, but there are so many great personalities in the past and even in the present. There are so many who are just on and on and on doing devotional service. And they are not at all attracted to various things of this world, because they very clearly understand what is this filthy world and what is there in this filthy world. Everything is temporary. Everything is temporary. Little bit of happiness we get, but so much of misery is there. And most of the time, people in this world, what are they doing? Trying to search happiness outside. And the outside world is so changing and disturbing. Every now and then the world is changing, isn't it? Things will change, people will change, because this world is a Shashvatam world. Ashashvatam, temporary. Everything is temporary. Everything is changing. So everything is disturbing. So how can we depend on such changing world for permanent happiness? Very difficult. But an intelligent person is the one who understands that happiness is not outside. Happiness is within. And how to get that happiness within? By doing devotional service. And when the person gets that mood of doing devotional service and finally comes to a higher stages of devotional service, he starts relishing something by which he feels everything of this world to be very, very insignificant. He does not care to get any happiness from this world, because he gets happiness from within by getting connected to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. The highest pleasure in terms of matter. So what is the highest pleasure in this world? That is given as sex pleasure. The whole world is moving under its spell, and the materialist cannot work at all without this motivation. So whenever a person is very lazy, irresponsible, parents decide, get him married. And it's actually seen, as soon as the person gets married, what happens? The person becomes very, very responsible. Why so? Because then, you know, he has a wife, then they will beget kids and the entire family grows and so much is there to take care. So automatically he becomes responsible. So what is the motivation to move ahead? The motivation is the sensual pleasure that the person gets. And the person will go on and on and on working like anything for the family members. So very, very responsible now. Now after getting into married life. In fact, the entire world is moving in this. You take any example, anything you pick up, and that will be just revolving around this pleasure called sex pleasure. You take up any movie, what are they showing in the movies? Take up any posters, those are there around. What are they talking in that particular posters or banners? Everything is just talking about sex pleasure. Sex pleasure is obviously the sexual intercourse, but along with that, sex pleasure is also the pleasure that we get through various other senses also. So various things that we enjoy in this world can be categorized in sex pleasure category. So in this way, everything in this world is revolving around one thing, that is sense gratification. Right? But a person engaged in Krishna consciousness can work with greater vigor without sex pleasure, which he avoids. That is the test in spiritual realization. So what is the test in spiritual realization? He doesn't have any taste for any sense gratification anymore. Why he has not got any taste? Because he has got higher taste now. Yes. A very nice line. The degree to which he replaces sensuality with spirituality is the measure of his success. I repeat. The degree to which he replaces sensuality with spirituality is the measure of his success. And it's very logical also. Say a person who has got very, very tasty sweets with him in a bowl. And he's eating that. And someone gives him a bowl of mud. Will he eat that? He's tasting something higher. Why will he take something which is very, very low? Why, which is something very filthy? Why will he take that? Similarly, the pleasure of this world is compared not to a very, very filthy thing. And the pleasure that the person gets in devotional service is very, very high, which the person enjoys like anything. Right? So here it is given that spiritual realization and sex pleasure go ill together. A Krishna conscious person is not attracted to any kind of sense pleasure due to his being a liberated soul. Because he has got something which is on a different platform. He's relishing that on a different platform. So he does not want anything which is on the lower platform. We all should have that greed. When will I get that, when will I relish that pleasure which is there on the higher platform of Krishna consciousness? This greed should be there. And with this greed, every day we should practice devotional service. So are we supposed to do anything new to get that pleasure on the higher platform? To go to the higher platform, are we supposed to do anything new? No. Same thing. Every single day we have to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, read the scriptures, the Vedic scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita, hear various discourses on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, honor only prasadam, and associate with nice fired up devotees. So just by doing these basic things, A, B, C, D, A for association, association of devotees, B for books, and it also stands for hearing various discourses, C for chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and D is diet, prasadam. So if we can just do this A, B, C, D, automatically E will come, we'll get enlightened. We'll go on to the next platform of Krishna consciousness, next level of Krishna consciousness. And at that time, the pleasure that the person gets is so great that he will not get attracted to these lower things. And when he does not get attracted to lower things, his life becomes very, very blissful. Because now he's deriving pleasure from within and not without. So now Krishna is going to talk about why sensual desires are foolish. Very, very strong statement. But then, this will make a very, very great impact when we understand this in our day-to-day life. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.